Blog Talk Radio.
You're not going to wait anymore. You are here live with us, Indie Review.
Yes, the wait is over. The wait is over. We are here.
Absolutely.
The week flew by just so we could be together again on Indie Review Radio each and every Saturday from 12 to 1:30. Me and C-Truth bringing you the latest and the greatest in all things independent. And we have a great show lined up for y'all today.
Oh, yeah. Musicians will be in effect.
Yes. Some good stuff. So, you know, we got to get started with our C's famous, and I do mean famous, greetings to every man, woman, child, earthly, non-earthly, national, international being. You know, that's what we do here.
Exactly, that's right. So I'm going to get right to it. As I say, good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenos noches, buenos dias, konnichiwa, salam, samase, sakpase, sakafet, assalamu alaikum, alafia, perev, good day, nihoma, bonjour, bonsoir, what up, son, what up, though, alito, akashke, we you at, that's where the business is, and yo, lace, yo, so I say, sawu, bona, suwa, bona, o, see yo, see ya, wujukwe, bienvenue, que paso, que pasa. Hey y'all, what's going on? Greetings, hello.
Duh. That's what it is.
Exactly.
I think that's about everybody. I know we're going to need some, if you guys have any greetings that we missed, make sure you let us know. Call us up, join us in the chat room, shoot us an email, indiereviewcd@gmail.com. And, of course, you can call the radio show at any time between now and 1:30 at 646-478-5123. You may
That's
want to keep
right.
that number on tap. You may want to keep that on tap.
True that, true that. Oh, you know what? We got to get them the hotline number where they can reach
oh,
out
yeah.
you know, during the
we
week.
We do. Yeah, that's coming. I'll get that for y'all. Definitely. Especially with the CD coming out, you know, with the CD coming out, that's a way for you guys to reach us as well. And don't forget for you that tuned in a couple of weeks ago when we announced that Indie Review was doing a CD, and we do have a couple of slots left for our Indie Lectual. So make sure you send us your music to indiereviewcd@gmail.com if you want to get on. We have a place for you, so hit us up.
Absolutely. Make sure you do that. Take advantage. Take advantage of some promo and some marketing opportunities for you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we want to give a shout-out to our early comers in the chat room, Lady Ginger and Miss Wilma Jones. Hi, ladies. Y'all sit tight. We got a great show lined up for you. So
absolutely. So we're going to find
yeah.
out what's going on with the snacks, the chips, the dips, and so forth.
Right. Yeah, it's all about the snacks for Indie Review. Yes, yes, yes.
And everything else that's going on in your part of the world.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So before we do all of that and get to our guest who's going to bring in, you know, he's going to bring in a special type of food. He has some food of his
yeah.
own that he's going to bring in. A lot
right.
of spices, a lot of colors.
Yes. A little bit of what I had last night for dinner. We'll go into that later. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to jump into some tunes, and we'll be back with you. It's 646-478-5123, indiereviewcd@gmail.com. That's what it is. Let's check out some Lane Robinson right now with Higher.
Baby, you light my fire.
Yeah.
Be my elevator, come take me higher.
Yeah.
Love is my drug, be my supplier.
Yeah.
Then me and you could kick it higher.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have some fun.
Yeah.
Do my dance while I pop, pop my gun.
Ooh.
I'm just having fun with it. Okay, I'm done with it.
Sweat.
You're a cool breeze, baby.
Questions in your mind. Love
Oh, you know that? And I was just talking. Listen, don't judge me. So we're about to get into the show. Our guest is here with us. Let's see. Are you here, guest?
Yes, I'm right here.
There he
How
is.
Y'all doing? Hey.
That's our audience, in case you didn't know. That's our built-in audience, in case you didn't know. We are wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I thought I missed you yesterday because you were in the A for a quick trip, but I understand that sometimes it bees like that. So
Yeah.
Next time we'll have to hang out.
Yes, we definitely make that a point. We played the 420 Fest out there yesterday, and I was only in town for like a couple of hours. So it wasn't a real long time.
Isn't that
something? Last night. It was fun, though.
Did you ever imagine as a young trumpet player that you would be traveling across the country for 2 hours for a gig?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said, did you ever imagine that you would be, when you were little, that you would, this is what your life would look like traveling to another city for 2 hours to play for a gig?
You know what? When I was young, I was hoping that my life would end up this kind of way, you know. I was born in New Orleans, and I was born around a lot of music, and I'm from a musical family. So music has been in my life pretty much, you know, since my inception. And, you know, this is what I always wanted to do. I never wanted to do anything else. So I'm just thankful and grateful that I am, you know, doing something I love to do.
Yeah, and you do it very well. So for those that may not know who you are, Corey Henry is with us today. And tell our listeners a little bit about who Corey Henry is.
Well, I'm a trombone player from New Orleans, Louisiana. I play with Rebirth Brass Band. I also play currently with Galactic, and I have my own group that I just started in 2011, at the end of 2011, and my group is titled Corey Henry and the Treme Funk Tet.
And it's
so
dope.
And I've been, yeah, it's pretty dope. And I've been, you know, I've been playing music for about, I've been playing trombone for about 20 years, a little more, and I started out on drums, and as I said before, I'm from a musical family. It was passed down from my grandfather. He played drums. He was a drummer with Preservation Hall Brass Band in New Orleans and a few more brass bands down in the city. And my uncle's also play. He's a leader of Treme Brass Band. And I have a beautiful daughter. She's a trumpet player. Her name is Jazz Henry.
Yeah.
So, you know, also my brother, he's a drummer. Renard Henry. So we, you know, we're a family of musicians here.
And that is awesome. And, you know, the culture, I always felt like the culture of music in New Orleans is what gives it its spirit.
Yeah.
Because when you go to New Orleans, there's definitely an energy there that's like no other in the world. Like, the energy there, like, you can feel the spirit of the city. And I always felt like the music was what did that.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The music,
you know,
was always a part of that.
Yeah, music. In New Orleans, we use music pretty much for everything that we do, you know, whether it's weddings, funerals, divorces, you know, whatever you have, we use music as a big part. You know, we love our music, and we try to do our best to take good care of it, you know.
Yeah, music, music and food, of course, right? Music and food.
And food definitely go hand in hand in New Orleans. That's one of our top things, music and food.
Of course. So seeing how you have this vast experience from playing with all of these bands, and I think it's important for people to understand that you guys play all over the world. Like, the culture of music there is very different in that, you know, some people have to go through a big machine in order for us to hear them, because the machine has to push them. Whereas artists and musicians from New Orleans, you guys don't have to do that. Like, you guys have a built-in mechanism because of all of the wonderful events and things that come through New Orleans that the people just gravitate towards you and your music. So as a result, you get to travel all over the world and play your music.
Yes, definitely. Our music, you know, we do it on the street. Our big machine is outside in the streets. We go outside in the streets and we blow our horns and play our drums. And, you know, collectively we come up with songs, and, you know, we vibe just as musicians and human beings, you know, in a beautiful city right here. So that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, you know, our music and our culture down here.
Well, my question would be, because of your, like I was saying, because of your experience, what kind of things did you think about when you put your own band together? What were some of the criteria?
Well, when I started this band, basically just wanted to started doing some more music, some more of my own original music. And I wanted to be a little different, like one of the old soul bands from back in the days, one of the old funk bands. They used to have the horn sections and the body rhythm sections and stuff like that, crazy horn lines and crazy keyboard lines and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I had that kind in mind, and along with, of course, our New Orleans music experiences that we have down here, you know, like our Neville Brothers and all those kind of cats that we keep in touch with. Louis Armstrong on the jazz side, you know, all of that we incorporate into our music. So I wanted to kind of bring a lot of that into the pot of what I'm doing, you know, and hopefully come out as something, you know, that people will love and enjoy.
And it sounds like you've mastered it. Because when I was in New Orleans, I got to see you at the show, and the people were just really vibing with the band. But the band's good.
Yeah. We try to incorporate a lot of different stuff, like more updated material, like more hip-hop style music. We do some a little bit of rock here and there. We do our main thing is funk. And, of course, we do New Orleans music, second-line brass band music. You know, stuff like the meters and the numbers like I said. So we try to incorporate everything where everybody can have a good time and feel real good, you know.
And I noticed that you always, you know, there's sometimes a featured singer or featured rapper or hip-hop artist. How do you determine who gets to share the stage with you?
Well, we got a lot of different friends that we bring up from time to time. So it's always different depending on where we at and who's around, you know, and who's available at the time. And we got a beautiful singer also that we that's with our group, and her name is Erica Falls, and she's awesome. And she had a lot of vocal duties also. So
is she the one that was there for when I saw you?
I'm sorry, what you said?
Was she the one that was at Mardi Gras? I mean, did she perform with you when we came to see you guys? Was that her?
Yeah, she
okay.
performed. Yeah.
Okay.
Erica Falls. Yeah.
Her voice is incredible.
Yeah, she's something special.
Yeah, her voice is incredible. So with there being so many musicians, Corey, and somebody asked me this one time too when we were having a conversation about New Orleans and the musicians, what's the feel of competition in the city? Does it exist? I mean, I'm sure it does on some level, but what's the feel camaraderie between each other as musicians?
Well, I mean, you know, in the city down here, like, in a city like this, there's a lot of brass players. There's a lot of musicians, period. But, you know, it's always going to come, you know, it's friendly competition down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have fun. It's competitive. You know, we get into the streets and we do second lines and we have little one-off at each other and little challenges and stuff like that. You know, we have no competitions and stuff, but it's all in the fun and it's all in the love. We have fun doing it. It's not nothing like really, you know, amazing. It's a good thing for us.
And we talked about this, I think, briefly the last time you were with us because you won a Grammy.
Yes.
Which I actually got to see in touch.
Yes. Yeah, Reverb Brass Band. Compliments to that Reverb Brass Band giving New Orleans song.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, is that something that you ever imagined?
No, I never really thought about, like, the Grammy situation and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't just be thinking like that or whatever. I just get into making my music and hope the people love, you know, love the end result. And but you know it happened, and I'm grateful and thankful, you know, that it did happen. And Reverb been around for like 27 years. They've put in a lot of work, you know. And when I was probably about 10, 11 years old, I remember Reverb and a lot of other bands from the neighborhood, you know, putting in work way back then. So and I'm thankful I got a chance to play with them at one point in my life. So. And I'm always connected to them. I'm not playing with them at the current moment, but I'm always be part of that family. That's my family. You know, we're more than like just band members.
Because y'all are all related in a way. It seems like everyone's related down there anyway. Somebody's cousin playing the band, and uncle or brother or sister. Somebody's doing something. Everything's related. Everything's related.
Some kind of way. That is true.
So I want to You know, in addition to New Orleans being always, you know, known for its music and its love and its food, recently, over the last few years, it's also been recognized for violence in the city, right? What's your take on some of the things that are happening in and around the city with the youth? Like, you know, how different is it from when you were growing up and you had your music, you know, that was your passion? How different is it now for the kids that are growing up?
Well, it's quite different now, I could say. But, you know, as kids being in the city, you know, you need something to do. You need activities to get in. You need, you know, a lot of things to do to keep you occupied. So, you know, it's quite different. But, you know, I know there's a lot of violence going on and a lot of things happening out here. But I think, you know, like I said, this is more about getting them, you know, more involved in doing things, I think, instead of just, you know, laying around with all the time. And that's what it's trouble thought there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody got it in their heart that to do good, you know, but they need to be, you know, influenced. They need to be pushed, you know, in the right direction and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, so
I think that's very important what you just said, that everyone has it in their heart to do good, because if we really held people to that, we may see more of it. But if the expectation is that you're not going to do good, then we see that instead.
Yes, and when you're surrounded by a lot of bad choices, you're going to make bad choices, you know. So everybody just needs to be more active than the younger generation. You know, lives and stuff like that, you know, inspiration or whatever you got to do to help them, you know. So just, I mean, it's a city, it's our city, it's a lot of cities around the world, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, little black on black crime going on, little kids, little teenagers dying and, you know, being shot and killed for like, you know, basically, you know, I can't say no reason, but it's just minor reasons, you know.
Yeah. So, and it almost feels like they took all the music and stuff out of the schools at the same time.
Yes, and that's another thing. You know, a lot of music programs have been canceled from a lot of schools, so a lot of children don't have that, you know, also. And we try to do a lot of stuff down here. Like one of my friends started a music program with called Roots of Music, where they mentor kids, you know, and they teach them music around the clock pretty much, six, seven days a week or whatever it is, you know.
Wow, that's awesome.
But it's an awesome program. And, you know, stuff like that, that's more of the type of stuff that we need to be getting into.
And I know that when, for anybody that has HBO and that watched Treme, of course you saw Corey on Treme, and you saw his daughter Jazz on Treme. She played one of the students, you know, in the show.
Yes.
And one of the things they showed a lot was that program for the kids, you know. Like, do those things, do they still have plenty of those there?
Yeah, they still got the programs going on out here. Still got a lot of music programs and different things going on. So we try to stay active. Trombone Shorty got a Trombone Shorty Academy, which is like a music school that he just started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got a few things going on around the city, and we're looking at putting together something as far as like a music program also. And that'll be coming up soon. So, you know, we're going to stay active on that front also.
You know, C Truth and I said we're going to come down to New Orleans next year and record the show from Jazz Fest, which is coming up, right? Is that the end of this month?
What's that?
I said, see, Truth and I said we're going to come down to New Orleans next year and record the show from Jazz Fest.
Okay, well, that'd be cool. Y'all can come do that.
Uh-huh.
I would love that.
So what do you guys have lined up for Jazz Fest this year? Where can people find you down there?
This tonight we're playing at Blue Nile, and next Saturday we're going to be playing at Blue Nile also. And then I think it's May 2nd, we're going to be playing at Festival in New Orleans called Fire Fest. And later that night, we'll be playing on Freshman Street at Bamboozlers. So we'll be around the city playing through our Jazz Fest Leaf Shield and stuff like that.
And when does Jazz Fest start? When does it start and end?
Jazz Fest start, I think it's April 28th. It's the last weekend of April.
Okay.
And it goes until like May 2nd.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to have to put that on our calendar, see?
Yeah, that's going down. It's definitely going down.
Yeah, y'all come through, man. Come out here and get some of that gumbo.
Uh-oh, don't tell him that because he's a foodie.
No, I'm for that. I got a question for you, Corey.
Yeah.
Wendell Pierce, who's been doing a lot of work, you know, down there in New Orleans, you know, he has that those supermarkets and stuff that he started. Have you reached out to him as far as, like, doing some things in the future, some collaborations, you know, either with, you know, the music that you do in the schools with the kids or on other things?
We haven't reached out to him at this point, no, but he's definitely doing a thing out here. I love Wendell, and Wendell took my daughter in. He was one of the main people in Tremé that took my daughter under his wing, you know, and he worked with her. So I definitely love him for that. And I definitely want to work with him on some projects in the future. So we'll probably be connecting with him on something here. And we always run into him here and there.
Okay.
Out working somewhere, you know, so that's our dude that we definitely want to stay connected with Wendell.
And are they shooting another episode? Are they doing another season of Tremé that you know of? Will we see you in it?
No, they're not doing it anymore. I wish they was. I'm sorry it had to end. But, you know, it was a good thing while it lasted, and hopefully we can get something else going.
So what would you say is one thing that show did not portray about the city?
It does not portray?
Yeah, was there anything that you think was missing or, you know, that you would have liked to see them show?
They did a pretty good job of what they did, you know.
Yeah.
They did a pretty good job of what they did, and I think, you know, that was one of the best shows that we had come out of the city of New Orleans for.
Yeah, I would agree. It was so entertaining and informative. There was a lot of, it was educational in a sense, too.
Yeah, and, you know, they used a lot of real people from New Orleans, like the real musicians and the real residents of the city. And so it was cool to see, you know, all the people that we know and all the musicians and all the stuff that we see every day and all the bands and stuff. So we, you know, it was a good thing while it lasted, but we stay connected with actually many people. We love them for doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I know you probably have some things to do, so we could talk all day. We're not going to do that to you today. And I know how particular you are about your music, so we don't have any new music because you're not mixed down yet, but we will look forward to getting your first single from the album. So let's talk about the album. When is it coming out? What's the single? Give us the scoop.
The album should be coming out the last week of May we're looking at, and hopefully by the no later than the first week of June. And there's a collaboration of some songs that we wrote. It's all original music, pretty much. I think we might have one cover on there or something. But it's pretty much all original music, New Orleans, funk. We get a lot of horns, a lot of funky grooves, a lot of Tremé stuff, you know. We don't represent New Orleans and Tremé well. We're trying to do a good job of that on there. So it'll be good. It'll be a good album.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to have to come on one of those road trips with y'all. I need to be in it. I need to come on a road trip.
Yeah, we're going to have to put something together, Rachel.
Yeah, we got to get it cracking.
Come make a quick run with us. We down with that. You know you're always welcome.
Yes. Looking forward to it. Yes, indeed. So make sure you send us the song when it's done, and we'll definitely support that and play it. I have to see Truth the picture of you and your Grammy so he could throw that on the blog.
Yeah.
All right, that'd be cool. Sweet. Thank y'all. Thanks a lot for everything. Thanks for having me. And next time, you know, anytime
Let's give us your Twitter folks can follow you on Twitter and your Facebook page.
Yeah, you can catch me on Twitter at BoMoney6 Trombone. BoMoney6 T-Bone, I'm sorry. T-Bones.
Bo Money 6 T-Bones at Twitter, right. Yeah.
Yep, and then my Facebook, Corey Henry. Corey Henry, you'll see me up there with the trombone in my hand. I'm that guy.
Those pictures are so dope. Like, when they catch you, too, because, you know, you go into a zone. And I love when they catch you, like, when you're right in it, you know?
Yeah, I'll be somewhere. I don't know where I'll be, because a lot of times I feel my eyes closed and I just go into it, you know. Once I get into it, I'm not paying attention.
It is certainly something to see, so. Are y'all going to be in New York anytime soon?
No, I don't think we're coming up to New York.
Okay.
I got to check out the schedule. But we're going to be home throughout Jazz Fest, and then I think the end of around June somewhere we'll be coming to do some things.
We got to let C know so he can come and see a show he's never seen you guys.
Oh, man, you got to come out, bro. I'm going to have to let you know when we out there.
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
that'd
be nice.
Just let me know whenever you're ready, bro. Got you.
Okay. All right. Definitely, I will do that.
Yes, sir.
All right, Corey. Thank you so much for taking the time out for joining us today, and we will definitely be speaking with you soon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, no problem. Thanks again. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Good dude right there. Corey Bowman Henry.
You have to see the, I mean, they have so much energy that comes from that stage when they perform, and it's just raw music. Like, it's crazy. And that you could tell they're all in it. And the other thing that I've always found very interesting when, you know, looking at the different bands, and some of these musicians are so young, but so talented. So it's interesting how we see our kids, how they're, like, outside of New Orleans. When I was there for Mardi Gras, I'm used to our kids they want to go to the mall, they want to go, you know, they want to go play games, these dudes were like, yo, like, we have a gig, like, let's go sit in, you know what I mean? Like, their thing was grabbing their trumpets or their trombones, and they wanted to go to where the musicians were just to get an opportunity to play. You know what I mean? It felt so different to see these young people in that space. But it was really awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So serious.
Really, really awesome.
So, what we're going to do is a three-play. We're going to do Galactic with Juvenile. We're going to do the Bo Money song, and then some Rebirth right after that.
Nice. Let's do it. Let me get my dancing shoes on.
Hi.
My second line.
Look, for red in Louisiana, camouflage bandana, around there I had the manner, Magnolia had the Santa, didn't believe in Santa, I hustled in front of grandma, last seen in the circle when the lights went out, did I believe I made a couple hundred thousand in drought, Caledonia and Robinson when I was out in the south, behind a second line, two's and 22's in the state, you get a whole lot of respect from you, they do it for the free, I mean, my face was a mugshot, money was coming slow, so I hit the husband one night, right on the music field, me and Rika at the truck stop, back to the hood with the good, make the cut out, this is my corner where I'm from to get shut eye, stupid and great man, who else could be but I?
St. Timoteans. I don't know if you heard me say it before, but we got microphones. We're recording tonight. So y'all make some noise. Live at Timoteans, 10 years after. We'd like to welcome to the stage the Soul Rebels Brass Band. Soul Rebels!
Dr. Maine, go money.
We used to say who the shit way back when. So now we say we did every time we win. So you can write it down, take a picture, tell a friend. But we already done it, we gonna do it again.
Thank you.
pad, plane ticket, first class, long walks, far runs, bike ride, make love, make love, make love, sunset, moonlight, fresh air, feels nice, two of us, one mind, leave the Mac at home, and the phone too, let me hold you, and show you, and give you all mine. Attention, babe. Attention, babe. Attention, babe. Attention, babe. Call your friends tomorrow. Shut the world out. You my girl now. My girl wow. Full body rubs from head to toe. So your left below. Skin glow. Let's get away. Get away. Get away. Get away.
Thank you. you, and I remember our groove, back in 92.
Give me just what I need, baby.
Yeah, I'm a what right there, baby.
Yes, yes. Yeah, our little block talk is just a glitch in the matrix. We had a glitch in the matrix. It happens.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But let's see who we have right now joining us on the line, on the phones, on another wonderful great day. Hello, what's going on? How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Who do we have?
This is Joy from Be the Difference.
Be the Difference. Joy.
Hey. How are you?
How are you? I tried to call like a few weeks ago, but I was too late. So I said, I saw it on Twitter and I was like, let me call in.
Well, thanks for joining us today. What's going on? How you doing?
Nothing much. I'm pretty good. I wanted to check in on you guys and so show some support.
Thank you. We certainly appreciate your support on Twitter.
Yeah, no problem.
Let the listeners know how they can support you as well.
Oh, you can always go to BeTheDifferenceLLC.com and check out the t-shirt line that I have. I have a few more shirts up there, so it's universal, so a lot of people would like them. Have you guys seen it lately?
Yeah, what's the bestseller? What's your bestseller?
You check it out.
What are some of the, you know, you were on the program before with us, so what are some of the new additions that you have?
I have one that says I love my dad. That's good for Father's Day, but in general, I do. So I made one. I have I Can, I Will. That's inspiring people that you can do whatever you want. I have My Future is Bright. So everybody knows that their future can be bright as long as you try to do whatever you have to do to be successful, you know, in measure, in good measure, though. Working hard until you attain that. And then I have some more that I'm going to be posting up soon, but I think those are the three that I remember. And I have one, The Grass is Greener, right here, because, you know, sometimes people like to think that someone else's life is a lot better than theirs, but actually yours might be better than what the person that you think is. So.
That's a good one. The grass is greener right here. I like that. I like that. I'm going to order that shirt. The grass is greener. What color is it?
It's going to be in white, but I can get it in different colors, though.
Okay. I like that. I like it a lot.
Black online. It's black and green.
Okay. I like it. And what's your Twitter? Share your Twitter with us so we can, so folks can follow you on Twitter.
It's at BTDLLC. So basically the acronym, I believe.
Right.
So it'll be the difference, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
if someone has an idea, like let's say I got an idea for a shirt, like how could I collaborate with you on that? Like how would that work?
I mean, right now I'm pretty much doing things on my own. But I wouldn't mind collaborating with people. They can always just hit me up and we can see what happens. Like most collaboration that I'll do at this point is with graphic artists who actually put my thoughts to paper. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I do right now. And I'm also trademarked as well. So that's something
nice.
Brand new. Mm-hmm. It'll be in the
so
Gazelle
would that
on Tuesday.
Does that mean that the person that you're collaborating with would not have to worry about trademarking if you're already trademarked?
No, they wouldn't have to worry about anything because basically I hire them as a freelance artist. So, you know, they get paid, I get my product, and that's how it is.
Good to know. Y'all hear that, people? Good to know.
But, yeah, like I've worked with tons of people. And it was good experience, but this right here is my baby. So right now I'm just doing things the way I want to do them.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. Anytime you have anything new going on, please feel free to give us a call and let us know so we can support and share.
Yeah, definitely. And I try my best to do the same for you guys because I believe I love the music that is played. I love indie music. I used to work with indie artists, so I understand the grind.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Join us in the chat room, too. You know, we always got some tomfoolery going on in there, so feel free to hop in there and share your information.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day. It was nice chatting with you. I'll try to check
you
in
too.
Better, more, so I can support you guys more.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Appreciate
and likewise, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and happy Easter if you celebrate Easter. If not, then just happy Saturday. Okay. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Being the difference as always, Joy right there. It's a great, great idea and product that she had. So definitely support that.
Yeah, they, some of those shirts, you know, the beauty is in the simplicity. But the grass is greener.
Absolutely.
That's my new shirt. I'm ordering that.
No doubt. Well, we're running out of time. So the time is shorter right now.
Yeah. Well,
let's see if we could squeeze in a couple more tunes, and then we'll wrap up.
You're the trickster. You can make it happen.
Yes, indeed.
Looking out the corner of her eye, as she sits alone and drinks her wine, every man just wants to
Good in the hood. Okay, so we're at the end of another show. And I just want to say that this goes out to Lady Ginger for talking about me and my mute button. Every once in a while, you have to push the mute button. Sometimes you forget to unpush it. Unmute yourself. So don't talk about me, Lady Ginger. Don't be judging. Don't judge. That's bad. It's bad to judge. However, what's good is cake. And Cake Every Day offers you the daily slice at the end of every show. So we are ready for that, right? See, are we ready for our daily slice?
We are so ready. So ready.
We are so ready. Okay. So this week's daily slice is this. Practice sharing the fullness of your being, your best self, your enthusiasm, your vitality, your spirit, your trust, your openness, above all, your presence. Share it with yourself, with your family, and with the world. And that is our daily slice for today. Anything you want to share with me before we go?
Well, I just want people to know that they can check out Jazz Henry, Corey's daughter, on the blog. I put up a piece of her performing with her band, the Original Pinettes, doing a tune, and the Original Pinettes are the first all-female brass band.
Yeah, and they're very good. They're dope. And they're young girls, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's a couple of old heads in there, but, they're young, and they're doing it. And I had a chance to see them at Mardi Gras, too. And they performed before a packed. It was under a bridge, and it was just packed with people, and the Indians came through. It was really awesome. But, yeah, check that out when you get a chance.
No doubt. And
yes.
That's it. That's all. And make sure,
all right,
once again,
y'all.
If
we'll
you want to get on that
same
CD,
time, same place.
Yep, hit us up.
And I will have the number for you guys the next time we speak. How about that? And you guys can give us a call and say hello or whatever you want to say. And we'll make sure that we get it on the show for you. In the interim, if you want to shoot us an email, indiereviewcd@gmail.com. Make sure that if you send music, you send your contact information so we can reach back out to you. And we will see you guys here same time, same place next week. Lady Jinja, Miss Wilma, thank you guys for joining us in the chat room and all of our other friends who are listed as guests. We don't see your names, but we know you're there, so thank you for supporting. And you guys have a blessed week. We're sending y'all lots of love and light. And until next time, peace. Never be apart.